previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Now, mixed set of results from heavy equipment supplier Barlow World. The company's struggling with low demand from its local mining customers, as well as declining revenues in Russia. However, these have been offset to some extent by excellent results from its Mongolian business. Barlow World is the official supplier of Caterpillar machinery in many countries. But in South Africa, a very subdued mining sector has dragged revenue 13% lower. The company's also flagged a possible violation of US sanctions against Russia via its Russian subsidiary, Vostochnaya Technika, VT. It has self-reported the problem to the Americans, but is nonetheless bracing for financial penalties. However, on the brighter side of things, operating profit from its Mongolian division is up to $49.2 million from $31.4 million in the previous period. Now, these numbers are for the 11-month period to the end of August. Barlow World's share up 2% at the bell. British multinational banking giant HSBC is exiting South Africa. It'll transfer its clients, along with assets and liabilities, to First Rand and Absa, with branch employees transferring to First Rand. HSBC has been in South Africa since 1995, and it becomes the latest in a line of big international players to quit the country. French giant BNP Paribas left earlier this year. Internationals struggle to penetrate a market dominated by entrenched and highly competent locals. And the first Steinhoff scalp has been taken. 79-year-old Dr. Gerardus Burger, a friend of the late Marcus Uster, has pleaded guilty to insider trading. Burger was tipped off by Uster shortly before Steinhoff crashed, selling more than 39,000 shares before the fall. He's been sentenced to 5 years in jail, suspended for 5 years. On the markets, the JSE's hit yet another record high. The all-share index was up last evening by 1.6% to 87,327. The top 40 up 1.7%, 79,226. It is the exchange's fifth successive day of gains, tracking firmer global markets and more positive economic news from the US. During trading, the all-share went even higher, 87,802. In London, the FTSE up just 0.2%, while in New York, the Dow ended up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the NASDAQ up 0.6%. As well. Tokyo, Sydney this morning both up just 0.1%, but Hong Kong's flying again, up 3.6%. US dollar slightly easier at 1.12 to the euro, while the rand continues its good run, 17.23 to the dollar, 19.25 to the euro, 23.08 to the pound. Gold at $2,672, platinum $1,004 an ounce, Bitcoin back up 2.5% to just on $65,300, Brent crude oil easier, back down to just under $71.50 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.